This is a special special feast day, actually, Solemnity, for many groups of people, for many people in different circumstances. So, for example, St. Joseph is the patron of workers, and in some of the church's key documents on the worker, the dignity of the worker is really a strong in Catholic theology, that those who work, in like St. Joseph as a carpenter, have a dignity in the world, and they should be respected, and that should be upheld. Or maybe those who are earthly fathers, or those who are even adopted themselves or adopted children. This is a special day for you, so it's great to ask for intercession of St. Joseph on a day like this. The readings today are quite deep, quite profound, and we look at these readings. Firstly, looking at Joseph's situation, he speaks. He knows the situation with Mary. She's become pregnant, and he's a man of honor, so he seeks to do some divorce in private without publicly shaming her. Now, that's made up. And that's actually, he's shows that he's a man of character to start off with. He hasn't publicly shamed her. But then he has a dream. You know, Joseph the dreamer is another word they call him. And he has a dream of the angel appearing, and that changes everything. His whole life really is changed around on the word of what he feels God's calling him to do. His whole life from then on, even though it might look at first crazy, it might look, this can't be true, how can someone be born of the Holy Spirit? He bases his whole life on what he felt God was calling him to do. This is a great example for us, you know, not just the example of the people I mentioned to start off with, but anyone, that if we have to have, like Joseph, that faith in God's word. We have to seek what he's calling us and base our life on it. It can be scary to, you know, Joseph based his whole life off a dream, basically. And likewise, we ask the Lord to speak to us, to make clear what he's telling us so that we can do what he says. I love the line also that I reflect on from the second reading, when it's this beautiful kind of thing that permeates through St. Paul's letters, and this is the letter to Romans, but talking about how Abraham is not only father of those of the law, so those of the Jewish people, the Israelites, those who are the people of God, but those who have faith. He becomes the father of those who have faith, and St. Paul has this underlying message going through that anyone who's born into the faith becomes part of the line, becomes part of the promised line, part of the adopted children of God. It's this beautiful message that that family, in the Christian sense, happens also through adoption and adopted as sons and daughters, which we are at baptism. It's a funny language. Talk about adoption. It's why aren't we all just born children of God? Aren't we all just born? We're all created. That is true. We all are created. However, the word adoption is referring to more of a legal reality of that time period whereby a child would be brought in to a new family, and in doing so, all of the inheritance, all of the rights of that new family become theirs. So this language is powerful because we as children of God have adopted a rich inheritance from him. That's what our faith tells us. And it doesn't matter if we're born of the law, meaning if we're Jewish or of that line, anyone across the whole world, as number as the stars of heaven, we're all brought into that one faith. And we have this great example of obedience and listening to God to look to in Joseph, the one who would just take care of Jesus throughout his life. So we ask the Lord to give us, fill up our hearts with inspiration from his example, and let us increase our faith like Joseph had. Amen.